苗音天女艺术工作坊成立于2006年，其目的在于推广各类宗教艺术创作，并给予相关的栽培和教育。James 凭借常思所说，通过艺术抒发我哋内在的佛性，借由艺术创作传播佛法和正念。希望我哋的文艺作品能够开启大家内心圆满佛性的种子，鼓励佢积极地从事艺术创作。除了佛像彩绘，志愿工作者亦可以在工作坊制作刷刷、小泥像、卷经等等。他们希望利用各种艺术点缀大家的生活。精通裁缝的义工亦以一双巧手为佛像缝制佛袍，并以珍贵的宝石来装饰佛像。他们在从事创作的同时，亦在收集布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定与智慧。
Creation of statues, embellishment of statues, or anything having to do with statues specifically creates the causes for us to achieve the three Buddha bodies. Achieving the three Buddha bodies without the attainments is of no use. It means indirectly to achieve Buddhahood. VIA body. So therefore it's very, very powerful. When we create Buddha statues, we don't keep it empty. We don't keep it not filled. Why? We want every part of the statue to be something that creates a tremendous amount of merit. So inside the statues, you have mantras for this part, this part, this part, this part, this part, and this part. So the mantras for these parts are very different. The mantras are very holy. There's prayers, there are mantras specifically for those parts of the statues, and they're rolled up to look like this. And then you can enshrine them inside a piece of silk or cloth, and then the top and the bottom will have saffron. And then you will fill up the statues with this. Along with these holy mantras, you can also put in jewelry for the brain part. You can also put in precious items like heirlooms that you had, you can offer inside. And you can offer up mini pictures of the same deity. Example, if you're making a Tsongkhapa statue, you can make mini pictures of Tsongkhapa statues, hundreds and thousands to fill up inside. Why? It will be equivalent that if you prostrate to the statue, whatever amount of Tsongkhapas is contained is the same amount of Tsongkhapas you are prostrating to.
苗音天女艺术工作坊成立于2006年，其目的在于推广各类宗教艺术创作，并给予相关的栽培和教育。James 凭借常思所说，通过艺术抒发我哋内在的佛性，借由艺术创作传播佛法和正念。希望我哋的文艺作品能够开启大家内心圆满佛性的种子，鼓励佢积极地从事艺术创作。除了佛像彩绘，志愿工作者亦可以在工作坊制作刷刷、小泥像、卷经等等。他们希望利用各种艺术点缀大家的生活。精通裁缝的义工亦以一双巧手为佛像缝制佛袍，并以珍贵的宝石来装饰佛像。他们在从事创作的同时，亦在收集布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定与智慧。
Along with that, the offering of gold, as you see here, along with that, the painting of the eyes. In fact, for statues and tankas, the last thing to be painted is the eyeballs. So, when you're painting the statue's eyes, the last part is usually by ritual, there's a special chant that you do. And when you do that chanting, you're painting the eyes, it's considered the statue comes to life. Once that is done, you will take the statue and offer it to your lama, or to a monk, or to a sangha member to do consecration. And when you do the consecration, the statue, the actual deity enters and resides in. When you do your prayers, when you do your sadhas and offerings every day, there are many cases that the statue show miraculous signs. Many cases when it's done right. When you do the statues from beginning to end correctly. methodically, systematically, with good motivation, the statues will come to life. There's no joke. We have many statues in the monasteries that have spoken a few times. If you look at them, black pills fall from their mouth or from their bodies. That people drink, they can become healed. Some statues, there's a Vajrayani statue in North India that's very famous. During the two civil wars in India, before many people were killed, people witnessed the Vajrayani statue cried. Tears fell. This statue I went to see is very, very famous.
妙音天女艺术工作坊成立于2006年，其目的在于推广各类宗教艺术创作，并给予相关的栽培和教育。James 凭借常师所说，通过艺术抒发我哋内在的佛性，借由艺术创作传播佛法和正念。希望我哋的文艺作品能够开启大家内心圆满佛性的种子，鼓励佢积极地从事艺术创作。除了佛像彩绘，志愿工作者亦可以在工作坊制作刷刷、小泥像、卷经等等。他们希望利用各种艺术点缀大家的生活。精通裁缝的义工亦以一双巧手为佛像缝制佛袍，并以珍贵的宝石来装饰佛像。他们在从事创作的同时，亦在收集着布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定与智慧。
This department is not designed to have statues show miraculous signs, but it's designed that we can create the first Southeast Asian Tibetan studio in Southeast Asia. So what I want to do is I want all traditional art, mantra, statue, tanka, sewing, tailoring, I want it done here. A few reasons. If they can do it there, why can't we do it here? We're going to need it here because Dharma will grow. Third, if we can do it here, we ourselves can engage in the practice of collecting merits through holy images. And last but not least, we can save a lot of money, time, and energy if we can do it here. So some of the tailors and some of the statue people, when you ask them to show, they don't want to, because they feel they'll lose business. But some are very kind, they show you. So this department is specifically for that, and it will grow, it will expand.